بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور، والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات، أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون، صدق الله العظيم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and dear brothers, as we all are aware, we are experiencing the month of Sha'ban. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we could gauge in the excitement, the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and upon this ulama explain, if you want to know what was in the heart, that Mubarak heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then learn and read the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is in the heart will come out in du'a. When we read the du'as and we learn the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's a reflection. What excitement there was, what gham there was, what fikr there was, what concern there was in the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Rajab started, already du'a of Rajab started. And then Sha'ban, Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabi wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Ramadan still to come. And already Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua, ya Allah, give us so much of barakat in Rajab and Sha'ban that we have good health, barakat in our health. And unfortunately, when we speak of barakat nowadays, we only think barakat in fulus, barakat in money. When Allah make dua, Allah give me barakat. Barakat for a mu'min is barakat in iman, barakat in amal, barakat in my taqwa. Mera taqwa salamat se rahe. Whether I'm in the aeroplane, the train station, submarine, whether we get a halal cruise, Allah knows best. But wherever I go, ya Allah, my taqwa is salamat. My taqwa doesn't break. As one Ustaz used to say to us, don't have taqwa that is made in China, it might break any time. Have real taqwa. Taqwa made way, Madina Munawwara. In the haram of Makkah Mukarrama, in Al-Quds Al-Aqsa, real taqwa, or resilience. Ya Allah, my taqwa doesn't break. Any environment I go into, ya Allah, taqwa of the eyes, taqwa of the tongue, taqwa of my limbs. And my taqwa is there all the time. And what is the reality of taqwa? Month of Ramadan is coming also, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may gain this taqwa. Taqwa ulama explain literally. Taqwa refers to something that a person places between himself and something which he fears. He places, تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَكَ مَا تَخَافُ تُقَاتًا تَقِيكَ مِنْهُ, that between some yourself and something that you fear, you place a barrier that keeps you safe. Examples they give, a person lives near a park where they have the big five, lions, rhinos, elephants. So the logical thing will be to put a fence there. So you see, he has taqwa. Literally he has taqwa. He's done the right thing. Because the animals can attack him. Person lives below sea level, along the shore, the coast. So he builds a dike, or he builds a wall, a solid wall, for waterproofing. We'll see, literally he has taqwa in him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in the same way, do such a'mal, adopt such taqwa, that you build a wall between yourself and the fire of Jahannam. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ ثَمْرَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that fear the fire of Jahannam, even though it may be, we'll give you sadqa, a piece of a kajur also, a piece of date. There can be such a wall for you, a barrier for you, can save you from the fire of Jahannam. So all these a'mal we have is to build our taqwa. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in dua for barakat, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab, ya Allah, in Rajab and in Sha'ban, give us barakat. So much barakat in iman, in amal, in taqwa, that we start increasing before the month of Ramadan. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave 15 Sha'ban, and gave the month of Sha'ban also, where we find the tabi'een who say that the month of Sha'ban is Shahrul Qurra. It is the month of the Qurra, the reciters of Quran Sharif. Now is the time for me to put my foot a bit off the accelerator of dunya, a little bit on my akhirat. A little bit more on akhirat. If not at full speed right now, dunya is moving at full speed. We can't even stop it. So many problems, so many things that are happening around us, we can't even get to the bottom of it. What is the reality right now? Just move on, move on. With the family problem, whether some problem in the home, in the business, can't get to the bottom of it. There's so much of dhoka bazi, so much of dhoka and deception. Mata'ul ghurur. Allah Pak said in Quran Sharif, this entire dunya is a box of deception. It'll make you cry, it'll make you laugh. Like how a person looks at the haram box also. They are crying, this is making him cry. But he knows they're going to get an award for the acting. He's becoming an actor also. Entire life becomes one act only. But he believes it. Dunya is real. Dunya is real. I have to make it big time. You have to make it big time in Akhirat. When it comes to the month of Sha'ban, it is the month of Quran Tilawat. We automatically, the Qurans are open. One incident is mentioned also. Many a times our Mashaykh mentioned it. There was a young girl in Karachi that wrote this article or this incident of herself. And she says that it was a stormy day in Karachi. And she had a young girl working for her. Now in those, that country of Pakistan, they have the girls, they call them Masi, or they call the missus. So working in the house. So that day she couldn't leave at a normal time. So she says that, I've got the latest novel in my hand, and cell phone in the other hand, and next to me on the bed, I plop onto my bed, pillows all over and cushions, and the cappuccino is there, it's a cold day, about to relax. This young girl is sitting in my bedroom, she can't leave because there's a storm outside. So she's looking outside the window. And then she says, she turned around and she asked me such a question, they send a storm through my body. And she says, can I borrow your Quran Sharif? I have the novel in my hand, cell phone in the other hand. So she says, with a guilty conscience, I got up from the bed, I went to the shelf, and I was compelled to take with me some tissues to wipe the dust of my Quran Sharif. Plush home, affluent background, the luxuries of life. She says, but in my heart I know this young girl doesn't know how to read Quran Sharif. She's working here since the time she was young. She hasn't been to Maktab Madrasa. We didn't afford her the opportunity also. This is a lesson for us also, my dear brothers. We have brothers from other countries, and their name sometimes is Ramadan and Sha'ban also. But you don't allow them to learn to read Quran Sharif. But we'll take calm from them. We'll take work from them. And the reality is, we don't know Qiyamah's day. Every person wants that penthouse. It could be that he's sitting there in the penthouse. He washed the car, but he's sitting there. Ya Allah, had hope one day learning Quran Sharif. But I didn't get the opportunity. Beautifully, recently we once suffered also when Shabi Saluji Sahib Zaman Barakatu and Awada Akabir. At a plush home we were having meals. And then Maulana Sahib told me, Abdul Hamid Sahib Zaman Barakatu, that I heard Hakim Akhra Sahib Rahmatullah Ali say, don't make your home so comfortable and so beautiful that the heart does not want to leave it. Make it good enough. Real girl, real house is an akhirat. That's where I must get it. You're just good enough, alhamdulillah, I'll pass my life. And then upon that point, Mawlana mentioned, Abdul Hamid Sahib mentioned, barakatuhu, he says that we should check our conscience also. Don't become so hard that we have so much of anesthetic ointment for the heart that we just make it numb, we don't feel anything. He says, we build our homes, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us. Make it comfortable, no problem. Halal, jayz, permissible. Don't make israf. But then to Mawlana said, that sometimes house is 2 million, 5 million, 10 million. We put everything in the house. And then we just move into the new home also. Wife is happy, how she wanted it. And then the husband will say, alhamdulillah, we got everything within the budget. And we still got some leftover money, alhamdulillah. Then the mashara will start. Wife says, there's still 100,000 left over, gee. Mawlana says, have some conscience. I've got the brother working for me for 10 years, 5 years. What will it cost for me to build him a home in his country? Maybe only 20,000 rand, a complete house. But then 100,000, the wife will say, 100,000 left, let's automate the curtains. This stuff, what we can put extra in the house? House is done already. But a Muslim brother, we can't build him a small house just to give him some comfort in this dunya. Say, have a heart at least. Think, barakat in a world, Allah Pak wants to give barakat, spend it in those avenues. So this young girl says that I didn't give her the opportunity to learn Quran Sharif. So I gave her the Quran. She sat there looking at the window, then she turned around again, "Can I borrow a cushion for a pillow?" So I gave it to her. Sat down on the bed with a novel in my hand. So she opened the Quran Sharif. This young girl said, "I'm waiting to see how she's going to read Quran." So when she opened the Quran Sharif, she opened it the wrong way. So she said, "I smiled. I knew maybe she just was to show me, make me feel guilty." But slowly, as she looked at the pages, she turned the Quran the right way. And then her lips began to move. And she put a finger on the ayat on the top of the page. And she begins to move her hand. She says, "Now I was forced to ask her," and I blurted out, "Quran par sakti ho? Can you read Quran Sharif?" And the way she asked her also, she says that this young girl with the Quran in her hand, she choked. The tears welled up in her eyes and it began to drop. She said, "Bolo Quran par sakti ho? Can you read Quran Sharif?" So she nodded her head, "Nahi, nahi par sakti ho. I can't read Quran." "What are you doing then?" She says, "Every day when I leave your home at a certain time, I go home and I've got one copy of Quran Sharif for the Juzdan and I love, and I keep it in the highest place in the house. I make my wudu and I take out my Quran Sharif and I kiss it." Upon this, ulama are teaching us also, my dear brothers, in the masjid, don't read Quran from the cell phone. Make PR with the Quran Sharif. We have copies of Quran. Imagine soon a time will come, Allah save us, the entire masjid sitting with cell phone reading Quran Sharif. Who kisses the cell phone? Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, it was his sunnah that he should kiss the Quran Sharif. He should put it to his heart. That sunnah will die soon. So Allah Ta'ala give us an understanding when we come to the masjid, hold the Quran Sharif in our hand. Make muhabbat with the Quran Sharif. Kiss the Quran Sharif. Make dua to Allah. Put the Quran haqiqat reality in my heart. Because you know the cell phone, there's so many things, so many haram things, impermissible things. We don't put the data off also. And the messages are coming through. We're scrolling over the Quran Sharif. So much of bi'adbi, so much of disrespect to the kalam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So here she says, "I can't read. But I go home every day. And I take out my Quran Sharif. I kiss it, put it on my eyes, put it on my chest. And I open it." He said, "But you can't read. What do you do with it after that?" So she says, "Yes, I can't read. But I take my finger. And for example, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, I trace the letters Alif, Lam, Ha. For 1 hour I sit with it every day. And I make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I love your Quran Kalam so much. Ya Allah, one day you'll teach me to read this Kalam of yours." She says, "I didn't understand." She understood. She was educated, I was uneducated. She says, then it struck my heart, "Ya Allah, I can open the cell phone and get an online Mu'allima to teach me Quran Sharif, but no shauk and desire." She has a shauk and desire to learn Quran Sharif. That is why Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, it's his view that for a Muslim, a mu'min, at least in a year, 2 Quran khatams are haqq upon him. Haqq of Quran, at least 2 khatams in a year. We have 11 months to make 1 khatam, the month of Ramadan to make the 2nd khatam. Minimum. And for those of us that are weak in our Quran tilawat, this concept that maktab and madrasa is only for the children is not true. Maktab and madrasa is right till the qabr. Right till my last days. Few years ago there was one scene, there was an old baji that used to read Quran every day. And finally the time came, he was a safar in Karachi by Mauli Mazhar Sahib. And there he must have been in his 70s. And he read his last sabak by Mauli Mazhar Sahib, Nazira, looking inside. Every day he would sit in the masjid with the local alim. Mawlana would read his one para and he would read after him. And that he made his khatam of Quran Sharif. How many brothers nowadays, alhamdulillah, they got the cell phone, Quran Sharif on it. The Qari is there, put on the earphones. The Qari is reading with him also. And Quran khatam is taking place. How Allah will appreciate that he's making the effort. They see the noor in the qabr will come after that. So the month of Sha'ban is for Quran tilawat. And before the 15th of Sha'ban, to get rid of all the old gunas and sins. This Quranic ayat, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Before the month of Ramadan, the month of noor and taqwa. That we want the noor of taqwa to come into our heart. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has already said in Quran Sharif, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah Pak said, I am already the friend, the guardian, the caretaker, the one that protects security, muhabbat, the love, with the security of dunya, qabr, akhirat. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah said, I'm already the guardian, the friend, the caretaker, the one that watches over those that have iman. The demand of iman right now, my dear brothers, is for us now to clear our records with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala before the month of Ramadan. Not that in the month of Ramadan, the moon is sighted, now I start. We know when it comes to our homes also, we know the example, and it's so logical. I want to paint the house. I can't wake up in the morning and say, let's paint the house today. Go buy one bucket of paint and let's start painting. Doesn't work like that. You have to get the painter, make the price with him, get all his tools, etc. And now he starts scraping the wall. You got to scrape the wall, the cracks are there, fill in the cracks, prepare the wall, sandpaper upon sandpaper. And you tell him also, well, how much more sandpaper are you going to use? You eating it, what are you doing with it? But we know, we want the wall to be absolutely smooth. And we'll come inspect in the end of the day, I want my money's worth. I want it, my money's worth. We expect now to pay any price for it. Then the primer, let it dry a couple of days. And then we put the paint that we like, we pay the price of it also. Now we got a beautiful front wall. Inside to the house is painted different shades, different type of paint also. In the same way, before the month of Ramadan, we can't start only preparation when the moon is sighted. Preparation starts now. We start scraping the heart of all the gunas and sins, all the social media accounts to get rid of them. Yalla, I don't need it now. But the month of Ramadan, at least in this month, our elders teach us to remain pure and clean. Shayateen will be chained up. But then too, that cycle of guna and sin and habits, and the scrolling, infinite scrolling, because my fingers are so used to it, shaitan is locked up. But my nafs is still there. I'm so used to this wheel of nafs and shaitan, and going on in this rotation of mine, that Ramadan it continues like that. We have to stop it now before the month of Ramadan. Do all the scraping. Bring that real iman into our heart. Ya Allah, what is the demand of iman right now? The deen comes into my life. How deen should come into every facet of my life. Deen, is that just a few things, my dear brothers? Is that just now that I read my salah? That's part of deen. Yes, it's farz. Roza will be farz also. Five departments of deen. Imaniyat. That all the aspects of my iman have to be corrected. That is why we are taught the continuously refresh and renew our iman, our kalimas we learnt. The kalimas we learnt in the days of Maktab, awwal kalima, doyam kalima, soyam kalima, charum kalima. That's how we learnt. There was barakat and noor in that. How we learnt at that time, we have to repeat it. And then check, amantu billah, how's my iman in regards to my Allah? How's my iman in regards to Allah? There's so much our ulama say it, maybe 20 years ago, we were telling the ummah, protect your amal. Protect your amal, protect your nazar. Now we're telling the ummah, protect your iman. Abrahamic accord, interfaith. What's your belief about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Atheism. So many youngsters, just 2 weeks ago, a youngster sends to me an entire thesis that he wrote, trying to prove that Darwin's theory is not against Sharia and Deen. Not against it. Youngster living in our area, who's becoming a Hafiz al-Quran also, says is that, you know, he did the whole theory. That it is in tune with Sharia and Deen. You can't negate it. Alhamdulillah, after some ulama spoke to him, Allah Pak changed his heart. But our iman right now is under attack. Sometimes we don't even realize it, we don't renew it. When it comes to our children also, just to renew and to check and correct our iman in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the sifat of Allah, the Allah Ta'ala sifat, Allah Ta'ala's doings. Allah is the provider, sustainer. We have to say this. Till the belief comes into our heart that we really believe it. Otherwise what happens, we say it sometime in the business. We say it at home also, not realizing what statement we are making. Sometimes the mother says, sometimes the father says, if I'm not here tomorrow, what's going to happen? Right? Am I some khuda, some god? That if I'm here, everything is in place. Everything belongs to Allah. We all are musafir. Our Shaykh also one time, he told him, Hazrat, Allah give you long life, wa afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Maulana smiled and he laughed. I said, Maulana, you're making dua, why are you laughing? He said, effectively you are making dua, that Allah Ta'ala keeps this prisoner longer in prison. Dunya is a prison. A dunya sijnul mu'min. But we love this prison so much we don't want to leave. Reality, we like hostages. When we go into Jannah, it will be enjoyment. We got out finally. But it was afiyat. We made it properly towards akhirat in the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So to check our iman, sometimes we don't realize iman also statements we have made. The example ulama give also sometimes not realizing. Now to make a joke of deen has become also like a joke. We'll send out jokes, clips, thinking it's just a joke. Nothing serious. But against Quran sometime, against Hadith Sharif sometime, but we take it to be a deeny joke. Sometimes some clip or some video also, about somebody's namaz, or somebody doing something. But you say it's a deeny flavored joke. This is no deeny flavored joke. This is istihza, istighfaf. This is mockery of deen. Regarding deen to be something little, to belittle deen. To the extent, the example, our ulama give. Alim, not every alim is an orator. He gave a simple bayan. Simple bayan to a bayan is a bayan. Reminding people of a salah, Quran tilawat. But now I came for the bayan, I want something academic. Speak politics, something relevant, Mawlana. Relevant is your qabr, bhai. Relevant is your namaz. You can't move your feet on the day of qiyamah till you answer about your salah. That's the most relevant thing right now. Zakat, you got to pay. Whether you're paying it the right time. Not necessarily zakat is to be paid in Ramadan. When the zakat date is, do you ask Rana Igram, on which date do I pay my zakat Islamically? If I became baligh in Shaban or in Shawwal, and when I became baligh I had nisab already by me, then every year on that date I got to pay my zakat. Or whenever I got my first nisab, on that date I got to pay it. Not necessarily in Ramadan. So sometimes we just playing and we mocking deen also. Iman is at stake. Example, our Honorable Sheikh gives, the Maulana gives the Bayan Jummah time. And then the family gets together. Somebody asks, how was the Bayan? He says, yeah, he's trying. He's trying, not relevant. He should have spoke something else. And he's not a speaker. So Maulana says in a but humorous tone, he says, bhai, better you eat prawns, don't eat the Maulana. Prawns makuru, eh? Don't eat the flesh of a Muslim brother. He told you something deeny. He told you about salah, about Quran tilawat. He said, but you made a mockery of it. Iman is at stake. And then what happens? You don't make tawbah. You don't make tawbah, and then Maulana explains, he says, 50 years later, husband and wife say, we're not compatible. I can't live with him anymore. Not realizing that time when I made a mock of the alim or deen, my nikah broke already. At that time I lost my iman, it came out 30, 40 years later, we're not compatible. I can't live with it. But you check in your past, when you were young at that time, when I thought I was academic, and I was clever, the statements I must have made, or the jokes I sent around, impacted on my iman. And now it came out, Ya Allah, what happened? So we have these nights to make tawbah, my dear brothers, to renew our iman. To check our iman, islah for our iman, imaniyat, ibadat, to correct my ibadat before the month of Ramadan. This we mentioned year after year is so important. When it comes to my mu'amala and my dealings with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, my ibadat, my past life, now I change, alhamdulillah, so many years of qaza namaz, I have to cover it up. Qaza roza, I have to cover it up. Nabi Ali salatu salam in Sha'aban, Aisha radiallahu anha says that out of the month of Ramadan, Nabi Ali salatu salam is to keep the most amount of fast in the month of Sha'aban. When he was asked, why, O Nabi of Allah? He says, in Sha'aban, there's a special presentation to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala of the a'mal of the ummah of Nabi Ali salatu salam. Special presentation. Presentation takes place to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala all the time. But they say the special presentation takes place in the month of Sha'aban for special consideration of maghfirat. Special consideration. That's why I want my amal to go up in a condition I'm keeping fast. That is the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Special consideration, Ya Allah. That I'm fasting, now the days will come 13, 14, 15. At least it's 3 days we can keep. After the 15th, then ulama is praying, keep less, so don't keep. Allah will save your strength for the month of Ramadan. Special consideration. So my ibadat, the least we can do, my dear brothers, if I can't cover up my qaza-i umri, we call it, or past qaza namazes, how many fajrs I must, how many zuhar, asr, maghrib, isha, witr namaz included, 6 namaz in a day. At least I can sit down now before the 15th Shaban and take out the calculator. That, ya Allah, what is the maximum I missed? What's the maximum? I started salah properly at this age. Before that, when I became baligh, I can't even work it out, I don't know. According to Sharia, when did you become baligh? When you were 15 years according to the lunar calendar. 15 years according to the lunar calendar. Solar calendar, 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks. 14, 6, 2. 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks. If that is your age according to the solar calendar, 2025, then you are already 15 years, you are baligh according to Shariat. So I can work it out from then. How many? At least put the figure down. Start making dua, ya Allah, give me tawfiq. If I broke some fast in the month of Ramadan in my young days, then to keep the kafara, 2 months, alhamdulillah, many brothers every year we hear, mashallah. Marana, this year after Ramadan I started my 2 months and I finished it before Bakrid. I covered up my mu'amala with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, my dealing now is clear. I broke so many rozas in my young days, now I covered up the 2 months. Allah ta'ala, give me tawfiq. How many brothers covered up 10 years, 20 years of qaza namazes? And very easy, my dear brothers, very easy. We look at the figures, we fall down, ya Allah. 10 years qaza, how am I going to keep? 20 years qaza. The whole exercise is to start it. Is to start it with the hope, ya Allah, give me life enough to complete it. But at least the fikr started. At least the fikr started. This now when might not interest many of us. Why am I going to do this? Let's now transfer this into the business world. Let's transfer this entire thing to the business world. Person is taking stock, is opening the account. Supplier closed the account. We're not giving you any more stock. What the supplier will tell him is, at least start paying something. At least work out the account. Start paying 500 a month, we'll open your account again. Allah Pak is saying, at least work out the account. You're in arrears right now. Person now borrowed 100,000 rand. Every month he comes to visit you, he brings a packet of chocolates for the children. Sits in the lounge, call on the children. I brought chocolates for them. Comes the first time, second time. But you're not talking about the loan. You bring in chocolates and sweets. By the fourth time, you say, leave the chocolates, let's talk about some repayment. He'll tell you, what are you talking about repayment? I bring in chocolates for the children. We're doing nafil umrah. We're doing nafil hajj. Nafil sadaqah we're doing. But the farz is a qarz. The farz is a qarz and a debt upon us from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah wants repayment. You slept all those nights, you didn't wake up in the morning of Fajr namaz, I was waiting for you. Start paying at least. Start paying, and how simple. If you just work it out, I've got so many, 100 or 1,000 also. One brother recently sent me also his whole Isab Kitab, some time ago, maybe already in his 60s. He said, I worked out all my qaza namazes, so many thousand of Fajr. He says, now what I have done, I've started only my Fajr namazes, 2 rakats. So every day I've stipulated that every day I will read, I think it was 20 Fajr namaz every day. 20 Fajr namaz every day. It's not difficult. Abu Tura casting 1.5 minutes. Inna atina qul huwa Allah, patented surahs. Belongs to me. Read it, no problem. But I started paying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala already. Now see Allah ta'ala open the supply chain again. How the barakat will come, I'm paying now. Allah, I'm paying, and see the enjoyment. Today I already did 10 qaza of fajr. What need to make? Allah, the last fajr I must. The last fajr I must. The last fajr I must. Person doesn't have to keep a record also. Just make a note on the phone. Brothers, we told them also, open one group, because so many groups in the WhatsApp. Open one group with the wife. Jannati couple, Jannati group, whatever it is. Put how many qaza you got there, how many qaza I have. Make a note that we're starting now 15 Shaban. We're starting our qaza. And I'm reading 10 Fajr namaz every day. Don't keep a record, but I know 10 I'm reading every day. Two rakats, I'm getting a chance, I'm putting 2 rakats. By next year, if I'm doing 10 Fajr, for example, 10 Fajr every day, from 15 Shaban I started. By next year, 15 Shaban, how many Fajr I finished? 10 years down. So no need for record also. No need for record. So in this, in 1 year, can finish 10 years fajr, ya Allah, we get himmat and courage, ya Allah, finish that. Ya Allah, you help me to do it. Then after the fajr, we start to do maghrib. 3 rakats. They're too easy. 2 rakats, you read qiraat. 3rd rakat, ask ulama ikram. You just have to stand for one, subhanallah, make ruku. And I'm covering up. But the whole exercise, my dear brothers, in this, as we say, Hafiz al-Quran was learning his hifz, and he didn't finish and he passed away. Inshallah, Qiyamah's day, he'll be raised with the Hufaz. Hadisab was way for Hajj, he didn't make it, but he was on his way. Qiyamah's day, he'll wake up with the Hajjis. We hope also, ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we'll wake up with the Musallis also. And that effect will come on my children also. So my ibadat, my qaza rosa also, how many qaza I have? If I got kafara to keep 2 months, 2 months continuously, ask ulama ikram, the masail, in regards to that, then I got, at least put the hisab down. With the wife, open the group. How many you got, how many I have? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to keep a rosa in the month of Shaban also, to accommodate azwaj mutahharat, they qaza rosa. So they would keep together. So the wife will wake up the husband, he'll wake up the wife, let's have sari together, iftari together. Now, Jannati couple, we're making our route to Jannah. How many of us, my dear brothers, haven't sat down with the wife as yet and asked her? Ask the wife, what is your intention of life? We are living together, what's your intention of life? Is this the next holiday? Or the next outing? Or some next whatever occasion? What's our purpose together? What's our destination? Nobody has sat really and asked what we want to do. As a parent also, my daughter is going to high school, to matric. Why, what's the intention? He said, we'll see. Why, the sea is big enough, we got the ocean over here. You better jump in there and don't come back. Make some niyat. What's the intention with your daughter, with your son? What do you want from them? Your biggest investment for you in your qabr when you go there. Made your son hafiz al-Quran, alim of deen, he's walking into the masalla of imamat. What rewards you getting? You read tarawih, what rewards you going to get? She's taking care of her children and teaching them the kalimas at home and the sabak. What reward she's getting? All going. They say, ek aurat bani, puri nasal bani. Ek aurat bigri, puri nasal bigri. One woman is made, generations are made. One woman has taqwa in her, it'll go down generations. The sharam, the haya, the modesty, the thriftiness in the home, how to save, how to take care of a man. She will teach the children. Respect, that will go down generation. That's an investment. But she spoiled. Husband didn't bring deen into the home. She didn't take to it. Generations are spoiled. This is the time to make that hisab, my dear brothers. So our imaniyat, our ibadat, our akhlaq, all these departments of deen. Our character, how many brothers say also, Morana, sometime we're talking to somebody, a white person, even our lingo changes too. Lingo changes. Akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the akhlaq. Our kabir taught us even to the extent they would even make an effort to walk like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he would walk, how he would speak. That is the best way. We don't have to change our demeanor just to make one, to make a deal or to cut a deal. It's akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Akhlaq within the home. The akhlaq out of the house. At every given moment to see what is my character and akhlaq. The emphasis on akhlaq. The heaviest thing on the day of Qiyamah, the scales, will be good akhlaq. Mu'amalat, mu'asharat. Social interaction, business dealing, socializing. Nowadays has become a big problem, my dear friends. Big problem. Where couples are socializing with the paddle tennis and everything else, socializing. Deen need to come into our lives, into our home. If we don't start now, we don't give it up now, it won't happen. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us certain times and certain places that are special. What we do in those times or places will become the rest of our life. Allah puts a seal on the heart. We go to Haram of Makkah al-Mukarrama, person standing before the Hajar al-Aswad, is about to make his istilam. What's in the heart right now? Allah puts a stamp on the heart. Month of Ramadan is a special month. What's the jazba and niyat in the heart right now? Allah Ta'ala puts a stamp on the heart. Puts a seal on the heart. So how importantly now we tune the heart correctly. To do the correct things, get rid of all the sins and the gunas and all the old albums, the old reels, the old cassettes. We don't need these things in our life right now. One youngster, unfortunately, a life of guna and sin, had an email subscription to some haram website. Youngster passed away. Father buried him, opened his computer, got through everything, went into his email box. You see, every day he's getting haram clips or movies from the haram sites coming to his email box. From there he goes to all his friends. Where is he right now? In the qabr, but the haram is still carrying on. We know sadqa jariya. This is a haram jariya. Where is in the qabr, he's still carrying on. Gunas are carrying on. We have to put a stop to this thing before the month of Ramadan. Allah, I don't need this. Very importantly, together with that, my dear brothers, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the most generous person. Generosity on his place and israf on his place. Wastage in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala saved the ummah. When it comes to the masjid, when it comes to eating, when it comes to our homes. In fact, the stats right now in the world, they say that almost 1.9 billion of food goes to waste every year. 1.9 billion tons of food, good food, is thrown away. People are going for Umrah, they're having seri, iftari, it's taken with the package. And we fill the plate so much, we can't eat it, it goes just into the bin. Just into the bin. Kulu wa sharabu wa la tusrifu. Allah Pak says, eat and drink, don't waste. Don't waste. Allah Pak, innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Allah hates wastage. Now it's become a norm. Children can't eat the food, throw it away. Just throw it away. Before, we never heard this. Old people, one dana, pick it up. The Thani Rahmatul Ali, one chickpea fell, they say he went to his knees and looking for it. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah Ta'ala is mentioned once having tea. He finished a cup of tea, then he put his finger inside, he's cleaning a little bit left over of the tea in there. He was asked, Hazrat, kya sunnat hai? Sunnat to clean the cup like this? He says, not sunnat. He says, I'm making shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, this kathir, this much and plenty of tea that I enjoyed, this leftover qaleel and little was part of that plenty. How can it be I enjoyed the plenty and threw away the little away? It was part of it. Out of shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, this was part of it, I mean shukr to you. Now it's become normal just to throw. There is no qadr for the food anymore. You find in da'wahs also, you've got the caterers there, just clean the table. The salad is left over, just throw it inside. Little papar also, throw it inside. No qadr for it. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah doesn't like wasting. But Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their generosity, how thrifty they were, how they saved and how they spent on the ummah. What hajj they had to spend on the ummah of Nabi alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding. That we don't waste. Think of how much we can eat. When it comes to da'wah, the israf, they say that israf not only in spending, israf in speech also. The amount we are speaking, so much of speaking. Sometimes, in the haram of Makkah Sharif also, so much of speaking. In the masjid after nikah right now, the amount of speaking, the amount. They say when the masajid will be closed, don't blame the ghair and the people out there. They closed our masjids. We closed it. We show disrespect to the masjid, the house of Allah, sanctity. Haramain Sharifain, very important, my dear brothers. Now we take families and children and go. And you make the haram of Makkah Mukarrama in the late part of the night, you're taking the whole family, like on picnic. Children are playing running up and down, and we're taking selfies and movies of them. How cute they are. Is that a park? The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't do it here at home. But then we feel all of a sudden now it's free for the children to play and run. This is the haram of Makkah Shari, haram of Madina Munawwara. How much respect we should be showing to these places. But because of all these things that is happening in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, here we are taught also, make the house of Allah abad. Fill the house of Allah with a'mal and taqwa, iman, Allah will fill your home with barakat. Desecrate the house of Allah, then we'll see insecurity. Then we'll see insecurity. One person in Johannesburg, the thieves broke into his house. Very wealthy person, but not free to give, not free to spend. Broke into his home. You see, the chore, the thief got him up from his bed. And told him, open your tijori. Told him, open your tijori. Open the safe. He got surprised, how this thief knows Gujarati. They opened the safe. They told him, I'm taking the zakat, you're not paying. I came to pick up the zakat, you're not paying. To secrete the house of Allah, then our homes are open to all of these things. Take care of the house of Allah. Don't raise our voices. How we sit, they say, if we don't find Allah in the house of Allah, you'll never find Allah anywhere. When we come to the house of Allah, we sit in the first saf. And we sit in such a manner before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala like a slave. Ya Allah, your slave has come. Ya Allah, ek nazre shafqat dal dijiye. Ya Allah, just give me one nazar of love and muhabbat, my work will be done. I've come to get this right now. So don't waste our time also. Whether in the house of Allah, in the month of Ramadan, wasting food, wasting our time, our speech. Sitting in the haram sometime, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. That we see other nations sometimes sitting in the haram. Because Allah Ta'ala knows best, we feel we very pak, we very clean. The one apa told the ladies, all of you are pak jinnat. Everything must be pure and clean. The bathroom, toilet. As if Allah Ta'ala asked you in the qabr, Ben, your kitchen was clean, toilet was clean. Allah Ta'ala asked, was your heart clean? Was your heart clean? Did you take the detergent of dhikrullah, Quran, tilawat, and clean the heart and our tongues? Sitting sometime in the haram, sitting sometime in the masjid also. Israf in kalam, wasting our time, making ghibat sometime. Sitting in the haram of Makkah, which is a certain nation. And we say, hey, they don't know Paki, na Paki, very dirty people. Inna lillah. You made ghibat of the whole country. Whether Nigerian, whether Pakistani, whether India, say they don't know Paki, na Paki. That whole country is ghibat we made. Sitting in the haram of Makkah Sharif. The ummah is the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So how to stop all this sin before the month of Ramadan? Generosity. Save me thrifty and spend in the path of Allah. Learn from Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We'll conclude one incident. One or two incidents of Sahaba and Tabi'een. How they would spend in the month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan. Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Medina Munawwara was passing through an orchard. And he sees an Abyssinian slave. Abyssinian African slave sitting there with his dog. And he was partaking of meals. Every luqma he took, every morsel he put into his mouth, he threw one at the dog also. So he approached the slave. And he says, so good food, you could give the dog some other type of food. Why are you sharing your food with the dog? He says, this dog is my old friend, very loyal to me. I feel ashamed. He's also the creation of Allah. I'm also a creation of Allah. That I eat good food and give the dog scraps. So he was taken aback. What a slave this is. So generous. Who do you belong to? Say, I belong to Awlad Uthman. To the family of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the orchard also belongs to them. I work in the orchard. The dog is my friend. But such a man of taqwa and high morals and character. So Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhu was from the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, son of Ja'far, Ja'far the son of Abu Talib. So Abdullah bin Ja'far goes to the family of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. And he says to them, a certain orchard, it belongs to you all, I'd like to purchase it. So they say to him, Abdullah bin Ja'far, your family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we'll give it to you, take the orchard. For us now, an orchard, one whole plot, like one botanical garden or something, buy the entire plot. Said, it's for you. He says, no, fix a price. Take it, fix a price. They went on buyingly, they fixed the price. And he paid for it. Then he told them, there's a slave working there, I'd like to purchase him also. So the children of Uthman, family of Uthman say to him, we know him from the time he was a young boy. We don't want to sell him. We're very attached to him. We'll miss him. But he persisted. He persisted. He knew why he wants to buy this slave. He's an asset. Not for his dunya, for his akhirat. So they fixed the price finally and he paid for the slave also. He came back to the orchard. And then he makes salam to the slave. Say, oh young man, by the fazl of Allah, the barakat of Allah, I have purchased this orchard. So the slave said, what an excellent sale you have concluded. What a beautiful orchard. He said, not only that, I also bought you also, I purchased you. Say, alhamdulillah, I will work well for you. And further to that now, I free you. I free you and I give you this orchard also. Belongs to you. Overnight millionaire. What hearts they had. In return for that African Abyssinian slave, He said, "Oh, Abdullah bin Ja'far, what a kind gesture. What a kind gesture. Even from the side of the family of Uthman radiallahu anhu, in return for you freeing me and giving me this orchard, I make this orchard waqf on the name of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu." It's waqf for him. Where the hearts were attached, my dear brothers. This is the month of Ramadan. Where the hearts are big also, we spend in the path of Allah. Not only our sariya, our iftari, to refrain from our ghibat, to refrain from wasting our time, from wasting food, to take hisab kitab of our past year, note it down, open a group with the wife also, let's start making hisab. How much you put in this? One of our friends also, outwardly might not be very pious, recently speaking to him. So he's telling me, "Mufti Sahab, you know I'm a modern person, and anniversary is coming soon." So I said, "What's the plan?" He says, "Anniversary, my wife and I, we've traveled the world, we've done everything. So anniversary, we sit together and we see right now which country they need boreholes. And we do EFTs the whole day. So that's for our akhirat. We don't go out." He said, "This we've done the whole year, we're going out. Now it is for our qabr akhirat, we do boreholes in different countries." This is their generosity. So for us also, my dear brother, to prepare some neki. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah would say that for the day of Qiyamah, in our own terms, at least have one spare wheel that we have there in case all the ties get punctured, have one spare wheel. When all the amal are gone, then have at least one spare wheel. What he would say, that do such an amal, do at least one action in your life that's so secret, nobody knows about it. It's only about you and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Qiyamah's day, when everything fails, ya Allah, this one amal is only for you. Was only for you. Harun al-Rashid's wife, when she passed away, and she went before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, somebody saw her in a dream and asked her, "How did you fare before Allah? The canal you built for the hajis, and all the water works that you did, and the welfare work." So she said, "Kullu shayin dhahaba ila arbabiha." Said, "All the reward of all that went to those people I did it for. I got the praises. I enjoyed the praises also. It was for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but there was a little bit, I enjoyed the praises." So on what did Allah give you Jannat? She says, "On the projects that I wanted to do that was in my heart between me and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which I didn't even start. But I had intention already. I already had the intention to do this and that. Nobody knew about the projects. On that Allah gave me Jannat." That's why we say, put the hisab kitab down. Start paying the qarz and the debt to Allah. And ya Allah, what I'm going to do ahead? The wife doesn't know also. Nobody knows between me and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whichever way I want to do it, I can do. And the repayment from Allah. To conclude, inshallah, in one last qissa. Hassan Hussein, Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhum. Hassan Hussein, the two grandsons of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. And their family member. They were going for Hajj. Going for Hajj and the camel, they lost all the goods. They passed by an old lady. The desert. Staying in a tent. They make salam to her. She sees these three beautiful young men. And Hassan Hussein, they had the features, the stature of their grandfather, alayhi salatu wasalam. So they told her, "We are from the Banu Hashim, royal family, subhanallah, old lady. Do you have anything to give us to eat? We've lost our camels." She said, "Here's I have one goat, and you can see how lean and thin it is. If you can take out any milk from there, it's for you can have it. We live on it." They milked the goat, they drank the milk. "Do you have anything to eat? It's the only goat we have. Give us permission to slaughter the goat." He said, "By all means, Yola, Banu Hashim Qurayshi, family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, barakat in my home." They slaughtered it. She cooked the meat and she fed them. Then they told her that any time you come to Madinah Munawwara, then come to visit us. We'd like to repay you. So they left for Hajj. Husband returned. And then he asked her, "Where's the goat?" So she said, "Special guest came." "Who were they?" They said, Banu Hashim. You believed them. And you fed them, sorted the goat, gave them milk also. Very upset about it. Time went on. They fell into hard times, husband and wife. They had to move. All. And they came to Madina Munawwara. The entire day they would collect the dung of camels, dry it, and they would sell it. That became their livelihood. One of those days when she was walking past with this dung, there's an old lady. The Hassan radiallahu anhu sees her and he recognizes her. After years later, he tells his slave, "Going to call that old lady." So he calls the lady, she comes. They make salam, whether do you recognize me? I don't know who you are. He reminds at that time we came to your home and we slaughtered the goat and you fed us. He says in exchange for that, he told the slave, give her 1,000 gold coins. And purchase for her in exchange for that one goat, give her 1,000 goats. 1,000 goats already one farm she has got. 1,000 Kruger coins. Go to my brother Hussein and remind him who you are. She goes to Hussein radiallahu anhu. And he sees, I remember you. Tells the slave, ask the slave, Hassan, how much did my brother give? He tells his slave, match it. 1,000 gold coins, 1,000 goats. Go to Abdullah bin Jafar. She goes to Abdullah bin Jafar. He sees her, I know you very well. You fed us that time, you gave for Hajj. How much did my brothers give, my cousins? They give so much. He tells the slave, double it. 2,000 gold coins and 2,000 goats. 4,000 goats. She goes to her husband, where you brought this from? The one goat we gave in the path of Allah. Allah repaid us in dunya already. How Allah will give in dunya also? On taqwa and iman. Little bit hisab kitab will make of our amal. Open our hearts, the month of Ramadan is coming. Make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Change our ways and so much of enjoyment in deen, my dear brothers. So much of enjoyment in deen. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding to prepare for the month of Ramadan. Make this Ramadan for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Allah ta'ala make it easy for the ummah in Palestine, in different parts of the world, in China also, wherever they are having difficulty. That's why let us not waste in the month of Ramadan. And here also, right now we're hearing Karl Guzaris are coming from Gaza also, where the brothers' hearts are bleeding. They say we're entering our rubble homes, and the only thing we're finding there is cans of coke. Say, tell the ummah right now, boycott it. They gave free to the IDF, free cans sponsored from Coca-Cola company to the Israeli Defense Force. They drink it and slaughter the Muslim brothers in Gaza. Tell them, boycott it. Don't drink it iftari time. Have zamzam, have khajur. Have things that are healthy for us. This is coming from those people there. Tell the ummah, how can they even purchase these things in the month of Ramadan? Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب كريم رحيم. الله forgive us for all of our sins, O my Allah, the sins of the past, the sins of the present, O my Allah. Keep us with iman and take us with iman, O my كريم رحيم. الله make our حساب easy for us in the day of Qiyamah. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. ولا those that are passed on into the قبر into your mercy, Allah, make the حساب كتاب easy for them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't open our books in the day of Qiyamah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our journey in this dunya, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Make our dunya for us, make our qabr for us, make our akhirat for us. Ya Allah, make Allah keep us safe with afiyat, sihat and salamat in the khidmat of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from haram, O my Allah. Save us from riba, O my Allah. Save us from the banks, O my Allah. Give us all haram avenues, Ya Allah, from haram food, from haram consumption, O my Allah. Give us plenty of halal, O my Kareem and Rahim Allah. Follow whom the barakat and nur and taqwa and iman. Ya Allah, bless us with iman and taqwa. Our children, O my Allah, make your obedience easy for us. Ya Allah, make your disobedience very difficult for us. Save us completely, O Kareem and Rahim Allah. We thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties. For the ni'mat of iman, for the ni'mat of Islam, for the ni'mat of being ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the ni'mat, Ya Allah, the food that you have given us, O my Allah, for the homes that you have given us, O my Allah, Ya Allah, for all the beautiful bounties that you have given us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban wa ballighna ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li ramadan wa sallim ramadan lana wa sallim لنا متقبلا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.